Welcome to Healing the Heart with Dr. Eric Love. Dr. Love is one of the greatest living masters of the Bach flower remedies. He will be discussing the love healing system and how to heal your emotional baggage, a system he has developed over the past 40 years. To learn more, please visit drericlove.com. Now, here's our host, Dr. Eric Love.
Hey guys, God bless you. And I'm sitting here in the beautiful, cold and wintry, starlit middle of nowhere out in the Arizona desert, talking to you. Let's begin with a prayer. This is from Dr. Murphy. It's a prayer for healing. Whatever I need to know comes to me from the infinite presence within me. The infinite intelligence is operating through me, revealing to me what I need to know. I radiate love, peace, and goodwill to all humankind in thought, word, and deed. I know that what I send out comes back to me a thousandfold. God in me knows the answer. The perfect answer is made known to me now, for God is the eternal now. Now is the day of salvation. And now is the accepted time. Infinite intelligence and divine wisdom make all decisions for me. There is only right action and right decision taking place in my life. I wrap myself in the magnitude of that infinite ocean of love. And I know that divine right action is mine now. I am at peace. I walk in the light, full of faith, confidence, and trust in the only power there is. So that's our opening prayer. Pretty cool. I'm Dr. Joseph Murphy, and I have all my students read Dr. Murphy's book, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind. So if you like that prayer affirmation and you want more, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind, you can get it on Amazon. So, hey, shout out to Donna and her sweet husband in Louisiana, Mark and Helen Jane in the south of London, sweet Anya in the city of London, Richard and Magda in icy Poland, got to be cold there, Carol in Chicago, Mihai in glacial Berlin, very cold there, Sandy in Tahoe, cleaning up her storage, and Sherry and Alan in Hawaii. And today, Don Newsom is the engineer, and I've got to do a shout-out to wonderful Don and his brother Doug and Deborah, who keep the radio station going and keep this program going. Next week, we're going to have a very, very special guest, Kathy Sconia, who is the mother of SAF. Remember I was telling you about SAF and how Louise Hay said that it was the most powerful system of therapy on the planet Earth, in her own words, I'm paraphrasing. And very few people know about it. It's a very deep, it's very powerful, and it gets the job done. So we're going to have Kathy on next week, and that's going to be a real treat. She's the most fabulous person, and you're going to get to hear about what SAF is from her own lips, her own sweet lips, I should say. Okay, let's get down to business. First of all, anyone who wants to send me an email and ask a question, you're welcome. I got my tablet sitting here, staring me in the face, medicinewind.11@gmail.com. So, send a shout out if you want. Okay. One of the things that's going on with the healing process, see, most people don't want to heal. So what we're taught, they don't want to heal. They like their disease. Or they don't want to go through the trouble of healing their disease. Or they don't want to face themselves. Or they don't want to admit that they're doing something wrong, that they need to correct something inside themselves. Or they like their disease. Dr. Murphy says, the woman says, oh, my arthritis. And then she pats her knee and smiles. It's only only way a lot of people get attention. Now, that being said, when you get into healing the emotional component, because that's what I'm teaching, is in my system, the love healing system teaches is how to heal the emotional spiritual conflict or the karmas or the issues which are actually producing the suffering, be it physical suffering like a disease or be it emotional suffering like emotional pain or bad situations. The first thing we have to learn is to feel. We have to learn to feel again our emotions. Because as children, we got split off and disconnected with ourselves. We got shut down and separated with ourselves and separated from who we really are. When I was younger, I remember I had a girlfriend dump me and ran off with another guy, and I was standing there. She was moving her stuff out of my apartment. I was standing there with my best friend, and I turned to him. I said, tomorrow, I was watching her and her new boyfriend move her stuff out of the apartment. I said to my best friend, I said, tomorrow I'm going to feel a lot of emotional pain. And I didn't feel any emotional pain until the next day. Because at that time, I had a 24-hour lag in being able to feel my feelings. What happens is it's almost like we all have split personalities. We're split off from ourselves. So part of the healing process is to learn to quit burying our feelings and learn to listen to them. Because the feelings are going to take you to the place where you need to process, where you need to learn, where you need to grow, where you need to change, where you need to expand, where you need to transform and become a new person. And learn to merge with the Tao, spelled T-A-O. The Tao is the old Chinese way of referring to what we refer to here in the West as God's plan, God's will. So feelings are, and especially painful feelings, pain is to show us where we're out of touch with the Tao. And what the flower essences do is help us to get back in touch with our God's plan for our life. In other words, to listen to our soul. We're mainly listening to the mind. And we're listening to the TV and the radio, and we're listening to other people, we're listening to all these different outside forces, but we're not listening to the voice of our own soul. The voice of our own soul is going to take us to the right place. There's a quote from the Bible, I will bring the blind by a way they know not. I will lead them on paths they have not known. So the Tao, or God's will, or God's plan, is our goal. That's where you get health and peace of mind, and what the ancient Chinese called harmony in the core. Peace in the core of you. A peaceful life. A happy, peaceful life. The ancient Chinese called that, to become a realizing person. So part of what we want to do is open up our capacity to actually feel, even though when you get in there and start feeling, the first thing you're going to feel is all the pain you got buried for so long. I wrote a poem about that today. Let me grab it here and I'll read it to you. Swallow not the heart is what it's called. Never bury down your feelings. Stuff inside the way you really feel. Crammed into a trunk, up in the attic, or the stifled basement of your house. Never push away the way you really feel. Your feelings are yourself, a hidden voice you carry in the wind. The inner world, the whisper of your secret place. The way you really feel, and who you really are, and what you take, and what your take upon a person really is. and what you really achieve. The secrets of your inner self, the wisdom of your soul, much deeper even than your flawed heart. So drink deep the silent wind and feel the way you really feel. As you step upon the mountaintop and know the rush of being in your truth, being who you really are, your truth, beyond the silent breath of solar wind, of falling stars across the night, and pulsing galaxies beyond your touch, space, the very person that your eyes can't see, the very person you were truly meant to be. So, what are emotions? Emotions are symbols of an invisible world, the invisible world of your inner self, and the voice of your own soul. Because your emotions are telling you something's wrong here, something's wrong there. You need to change this, you need to change that. How else can your soul speak to you? Except maybe in dreams. There's a lot of ways your soul can speak, but one of the big ways is emotions and feelings. The Western world, we have the emotions and feelings shut down. We don't feel. It's too scary to feel. And the emotions are symbols of the invisible world, taking us in certain directions. They act like mirrors. Mirrors of these unconscious issues that we need to go in and resolve. Like dreams. Those are mirrors. It's like an unspoken language. I've learned to listen to the language of the animals. The little ground squirrels come up and sit there and they tell me in their unspoken language that they want some food. And I give them some Ezekiel bread. They run off and they're so happy. The baby has unspoken language. Mother knows when it needs to be changed, when it's cold. Physical symptoms are an unspoken language. There's a language that there's something you need to go handle. So a doctor told me, well, don't you think some things are all physical? And I go, no, it's body, mind, and spirit. It's always body, mind, and spirit. There's always a mind part, which is emotions, the emotional component, and a spirit part, which is your ability to listen to the guidance of your soul. We need to listen to our soul, and we need to listen to a new story that's trying to unfold within us, a new story of who we are, how she begins. In the shadow lands, in the dark energy inside of us, shadow side. So you don't want to bury these feelings, you want to listen to them. And one of the laws of healing is stay with your pain. Don't ever try to push your pain aside. Don't try to escape the pain. Stay with it. Feel it. It's going to pain. It's a good thing. Dr. Skonia, who is ex-husband, he passed away in the 80s, of Kathy was going to be on next week. He said in his book, The Secrets of SAF, he said, pain is to tell you you're being destroyed. Someone, some forces are destroying you somewhere. And you need to find out who they are and go and deal with them. That's where pain comes from. I had a woman who had a lot of pain. She was in excruciating pain. She called it fibromyalgia. She was in massage therapist. And I said, well, do you know where your pain comes from? And she signed up for my certification program. I'll tell you about it a little bit. No. So we did the Bach remedies, and about a month later, she told me, a month and a half later, she told me, Dr. Love, I know where my pain's coming from. I said, really? She said, yeah, I'm a good Christian woman. I'm a good wife. I'm obedient. I'm submissive. I do everything that my church and my Christian faith tells me that I should do as a wife. But you know what? My husband is dumping his negative energy on me. Pain I feel in my body, not my pain. It's his pain that he's dumping. 2 months, she said, I went and discussed this with my husband. He loves me very much. And I said, you know, you're going to need to stop depleting his energy on me. And he did. And they were happily married, and she had no pain. She actually resolved it. And that's kind of an encapsulation of the way pain works. There's always something, someone, something you need to change, some way you need to grow. She needed to become more assertive, which was our remedy we took up last week, the sentry remedy. Too much of a nice guy, over-pleasing, over-giving. She needed to become more assertive. I gave her the remedy. And she became more assertive and went through the changes to become more assertive. And then gave her walnut, which is a remedy we're going to finish taking up today. So the spiritual law is stay with your pain. Stay with your pain. Don't run away from your pain. Stay with your pain. Pain is your teacher. You need to see pain as your teacher. If you have a disease, you need to see your disease as a teacher. And I'm not saying, you know, don't deal with it on a physical level. Some states, they have naturopaths. Go to a naturopath. Go to a medical doctor. Go to whoever you want to go to. But deal with the emotional, spiritual conflict inside of you. That's the stuff everybody's scared of, because they have to deal with emotions. What crosses you, what crosses your path? It's like life is a bunch of interruptions. It's a bunch of blocked doors, a bunch of blocked gates. When something crosses you, it's an opportunity for learning and growing, something to change inside yourself. I had a brother, a student, tell me about these people who are hurting him. And he talked to me an hour about these people hurting him. Then, toward the end of the conversation, he said to me, do you think it's them or do you think it's me? I said, so it's you, it's all of you. Because they're just an outpicturing of the programs and the codings and the patterns that you have, the blueprints that you have inside of you. There's something inside of you that's drawing these people to you, to hurt you. So you need to become more shielded and protected. So I said to him, the big question, he's been taking me every time I have some like that. I said, you feel more shielded and protected from these crazy people? He goes, yeah. I said, how much? He said, about 30%. So 30% times 3, that equals 100%. So for that, you use the shielding remedies with the Bach. And there are 9 shielding remedies. And you would use whatever ones fit you. I gave remedies to a woman yesterday who needed shielding. I said to her, about 5 times, I said, people are attacking you. People want to destroy you. She said, my God, you're right. I said, they're lining up to come and destroy you. She said, you're totally right. Just freaked out about it. And so when we did her remedies, we only found 3 remedies for shielding. The rest of them didn't fit her. But those 3 are going to do the job through God's grace. They're going to hit one. Well, the remedies don't really do anything. The remedies trigger you to go and make the changes that you need to make on your inner self and become a new person and grow and become shielded and protected. And she is much more shielded and protected than she was before. So inside of us, the problems we have, there's a poison pocket of this negative that's inside of us, these energy clusters of negative that are like their blueprints or patterns, and they're drawing people to us who are hurting us. Because that's our subject we're taking up right now, which is parasitic infestation. That's what we'll be talking about tonight. Let me check our time here. We're doing good. So you want to learn. So what we're discussing is tonight is parasites and leeches. People who leech your energy, suck your energy, take your power. And you are wanting to join with the Tao. You're wanting to join with the way, the path, your path, God's plan for your life, which is a happy place to be, because it's in balance, it's in harmony with the great plan and become who you are meant to be and find peace inside. Because when you got the peace inside, you got it made. Napoleon Hill, who's the greatest of all success people, said that, and he had met through Andrew Carnegie, had met the 500 most successful people in the United States. He hung out with Thomas Edison. He hung out with Henry Ford. He hung out at dinner, stayed at the house of Andrew Carnegie. And he said of the 500 wealthiest, most successful people in the United States that he had met to learn the secrets of success through them, only one of them had peace of mind. And that was John Burroughs, and that's a great naturalist. And there were two others he would include, probably. One was Thomas Edison, and the last was Andrew Carnegie. So these people, with all their wealth and all their material success, they don't bring peace of mind. Peace of mind, you got to go after on its own thing. That's what my program is about. The Love Healing System is showing you how to resolve baggage that you carry on your inner self and find peace of mind. To go into the inner world, because we're all in the outer world. We're all running around doing things out here and rushing over there and buying this. And everybody's after sex and money. Sean David Morton said he quit being a psychic after so long, because everybody all asked about, when am I going to get laid and when am I going to get paid? We need a connection with our inner world on the inside of ourselves. You got the subconscious, which is what Dr. Murphy works with. That's where you become what you think about. There was a gentleman in one of his classes who said, I'm going to, everybody's getting robbed where I work. He said, one night I'm going to get robbed. And I'll probably be shot too. And all the people in the class said, oh my God, don't say that. Because you become what you think about. But he didn't change. He kept saying that. One night he was robbed. He was shot too. Even today, I had my telephone on the edge of the table, and I said, oh my God, it's going to fall over. And I said, no, man, don't think that. If you think it's going to fall over, and you think that's strong enough, because I have really deep, strong emotions, so if you start thinking it's going to, cell phone's going to fall on the floor, probably will, why don't you just go and move it to another place where it's safer? And I looked at it and kept thinking that, and go, Danny, it fell on the floor. So the first level when you get into the mind is to handle the subconscious mind. That's what Dr. Murphy teaches, the prayer that we started with, Dr. Murphy, where you handle the way you think so that you don't draw the negative to you. Get rid of what they call an AA, the stinking thinking. The next thing is to go into the unconscious world. The unconscious world is where the Bach remedies work, the character defects, your fears, anxiety, depression, guilt, being too dominating, being too much of a nice guy, people dominating you, controlling you, being critical of everybody, not finding your life work. It's cool. The wild oats, which we'll talk about at another time. Those resentment, bitterness, hate, being a workaholic, you're all tense, rushing all around, you can't relax. Those are the character defects. And then the second level, the unconscious world, also deals with the spiritual defects. Bach said the primary diseases of mankind are such things as pride, cruelty, hatred, ignorance, instability, selfishness, greed. Those spiritual defects, and the Bach works with those. And then you have even deeper patterns, which people don't know too much about, and they don't know too much about how to heal them, which is called the Underworld Ghost River. The Underworld Ghost River, it's flowing peacefully, it's good. But if it's in turmoil, you're going to feel pain, you're going to feel problems in your body, you're going to feel problems in your heart, because you're going to, these underworld rivers, these rushing waters of the Ghost River are flowing, and you're going to need to go and deal with it. You're going to need to pull the records and open the files and find out and do your inner work, and do your shadow work, and find out what it is that's eating on you, what it is that's causing you to have the problems that you have. The deepest level, the underworld gusher, those are the traumas of childhood. The traumas of like being in Vietnam, or the traumas of being raped, or the traumas of being shot, or the traumas of being in a bad divorce, especially when you're like 7 years old, your parents get a divorce. A lot of people get disease just from that, from that point on. Your health has been insane, so traumatic. Underworld ghost driven. We need to learn about the Tao, God's plan. There is a great plan, and we need to merge our life into it. There you put peace. And again, Joseph Campbell said, you must give up the life you planned in order to have the life that's waiting for you. And that quote, shout out to Bobby in New York. He's the one that gave it to me. So we are on the verge of a great awakening, a new enlightenment. Dr. Cole calls the ascension. Alcoholics Anonymous call it a spiritual awakening. It's an inner awakening. And George Washington and Samuel Adams, those boys call themselves the men of the enlightenment because we're moving into a great awakening. The darkness is getting darker, and the spiritual people are getting more spiritual and moving into the great awakening. In the words of Denise, and shout out to Denise, the train has left the station, and I'm on the train. So it's about, let me look at our time. Let's go and just, I got a bunch of more stuff to talk about, but we'll talk about it next week. Let's go and start in on Walnut. And we'll just keep going here. And let's see. Last week we talked about the century. And the big broad picture is we're talking about parasitic infestation. We're talking about people taking your power, sucking your energy. It's one of the greatest of all causes of all disease and suffering. We're talking about people dumping on you. They're dumping their negative energy on you. Now, when someone dumps their negative energy on you, they're using you as a dumper. When someone feeds off of you and sucks your energy, they're using you as a feeder. Most of the time, with most of the people who are being sucked on, vamped on, and with parasitic people around sucking their energy, you can't see it. I mean, you might see it. And that's the wife, how her husband's sucking her energy. But she's not going to see it. And the reason she can't see it is because this is the way her daddy treated her when she was little, or her mother treated her. It's an old, old pattern. And the Bible says the iniquities of the father are visited onto the children for the third and fourth generation. I think it's like more like 9 or 10 generations. Parasitic infestation. How can you tell if somebody's sucking on your energy? Well, one way is that you're going to feel loss of energy. Excuse me, you're going to feel drained. And if you feel drained, it's probably because someone is draining you. And again, you're probably not going to know who it is. You're probably not going to see it. You pull the records, open the files. That's what the remedies help you to do. That's what this work helps you to do. Okay, the next way is that you feel drained or you feel like tired, but you can also feel discombobulated, like you feel out of balance. You're no longer in balance anymore. You feel not in your power, because to be healthy, to be whole, you need to be in your power. If someone's taking your power, you're going to maybe get strong, and then you come in, and then they take your power, and you just feel weaker and weaker and badder and worse. You could feel depressed. You could feel anxiety. You could feel hurt. You could feel fear or start to worry about money. You could feel any kind of emotional pain. And you think, oh, the problem. problem is I don't have enough money. No, it's those people who are sucking you dry that you can't see, that you keep going back to, or that person you're hooked into that you can't see, that you keep going back to. Divine remedies for people who are draining you, feeding up with you, and people who are dumping you. These remedies will help your awareness come to the awareness. There's 9 remedies for people taking your power. And when you take those remedies, it's going to start becoming obvious to you who is taking your power. Because the person who's taking your power is going to pretend like they're loving you or they're being good for you, to you or whatever. Let me tell you a story. I had a doctor, right? He's a chiropractor. And one of the best Bach practitioners I ever met. And he told me one day, he started telling me about how in the chiropractic college at Parker Chiropractic, they had this special doctor. It took them years to get the doctor to come and speak. And everyone was so excited. And so he was excited. He went and listened. And he said this doctor knew so much stuff. Had his mind, he had memorized all this stuff. And he was like so much smarter than me and everyone else there. And it was just so amazing. And I listened to the story. And then I said, Jeff, what would you do when the lecture was over? This is what he told me. He said, I went home and threw up. I said, brother, let me tell you, this man was sucking the energy of everyone in that auditorium by making them feel they weren't as smart as he was. What happened to you? You went home and threw up. That happened to everybody. He made everybody sick because he sucked the life out of everybody. Well, he didn't know it. Nobody else knew it, but it happened. So most of the time, well, and my favorite evildoer of all times, God bless him, Adolf Hitler, the baddest of the baddest evildoer, Time magazine, 1932, Person of the Year, front page, nobody knew. When people are doing bad to you, most of the time you can't even see it. And these shielding remedies, they're to help you to learn to become shielded. So you've got sensory, which is too much of a nice guy. Because if you're too much of a nice guy, you're not going to be able to draw your boundaries and say no. You're going to be people-pleasing. The sensory is people-pleasing and wanting other people to like her. And she can't say no. She gives, gives, gives to everybody. And then she can't draw her boundaries and say no. Now, the walnut is people-pleasing only to one person, only to her mother, only to her teacher, only to her husband. And it could be two people, like the husband and the mother, but it's the key thing is these are very strong people who dominate and control them. So that's a walnut, and it's for protection from these strong people dominating and controlling you. Now, we talked about that last week, so I'm going to go into another dimension of the walnut, and then we're going to go into the next remedy for shielding and protection, which is agrimony, the most difficult of all the Bach remedies to understand. The other thing about the walnut, before I leave it, is that walnut is for adjustment to change and transition. Anytime you have a change, and the change is a big deal, and the change is causing stress. Change can actually cause disease. I had a woman tell me that women who marry an American from the Philippines, that within the year, their hair usually starts falling out. And I said, well, that's because of the change. You come to the United States, being raised in the Philippines, and you got to adjust to this new language, new culture. She was Philippine, married to an American, and I gave her walnut. She had just come to the United States. She told me after about a month and a half, she felt like she'd been here for years. She felt totally adjusted. Her hair never fell out. That's the walnut. It's for change and adjustment to change. I had 3 babies in a bathtub, and I walked into my buddy, and the 3 babies were up in the bathtub, and he said, This one baby is just crying because the mother left him for the weekend, and daddy left him, and he wants his mom and dad back, and he can't adjust being here and everything. And so we gave walnut for adjustment to the change, and also gave honeysuckle. Honeysuckle is for missing someone, thinking about the past and missing someone. Well, anyway, so he and I did our work for about an hour or so. And then I was getting ready to leave, and he came back downstairs. He said, the baby's fine now. Because what they did, they put it in the water, the bath water. So the baby made the transition, made the change, and let go of wanting to be with his mom and dad. So that's, like, pretty cool. So it's walnut. Walnut is a big remedy for protection and shielding. So I give it to a lot of people, even Bobby in New York, who I mentioned, sitting there listening to me on his iPad. I said, dude, you got to have this for protection from New York City. Well, I tell you, when I go into New York City, I feel like there's bears around me because it's so heavy. And walnut is the remedy for protection from the big city. Any big city, If a woman has been sexually abused as a child, and there's big demons inside of her unresolved from that, big dragons, meaning traumas, then those traumas reenact the abuse in painful ways. They'll draw painful situations to her in current time. We'll talk more about that later. And use walnut for protection. I had a lady who was raped by her father, God bless her, on a weekly basis when she was all through her girlhood. He actually even penetrated her. It was just most horrible. And we used the walnut to go ahead and protect her from the dragons, which were still inside of her, and to go ahead and learn the protection from her father, which she never completely had mastered that. God bless her. When I was in L.A., and I'll say that this before we get going to agrimony, when I was in L.A., I had a lot of students who were sexually abused as children, and also satanic ritual sexual torture abuse groups, which are just inconceivable. These women had great pain, and I taught them the Bach. I taught them SAF, which we'll be talking about next week. Very deep work on your shadow side. And with those two systems, they were able to handle all their own issues so effectively they even would quit going to a therapist. Amazing, isn't it? So that's why I'm on the radio here trying to spread the word about these two systems. Because these two systems together, the Bach using the protocols that God has shown me over the 40 years I've been doing this, combined with the SAF, make a complete system for dealing with the emotional spiritual conflict within. Now, let's go to agrimony. Agrimony is a difficult remedy because agrimony deals with invisible problems. So this is where you take your problems and stuff them underneath a carpet. So you don't know you have any problems, and you put on a happy face. Let me read what Bach wrote about it. The jovial, cheerful, humorous people who love peace and are distressed by arguing and quarrel, to avoid which you need to give up much. So in other words, happy-go-lucky person, or at least the put on kind of a happy face. And they don't like argument, and they don't like quarrel. And they'll do anything to avoid it. Though generally they have troubles and are tormented, restless, and worried in the body, agrimony has, I call it, torment and torture. People call, this is one of the remedies that people call anxiety. There's about four or five anxiety remedies. We'll go over those. I'll tell you what they are, and you can just make a note and look them up. Agrimony, aspen, mimulus, white chestnut and red chestnut. So as we go over those, as we go through the month, I'll go into each one. You can take and look those up. There's a free online book called The 12 Healers and Other Remedies by Dr. Edward Bach, and you can get that as a free PDF from the Bach Center. Just type in The 12 Healers, and it goes into these descriptions. And then secondly, get the book called, it's also a free PDF called Heal Thyself by Dr. Edward Bach. And those of you that want, you can order my book. I've written two books, which go into all this in detail. The Art of Healing, 650 pages, and Physician, Heal Thyself, 450 pages. And to get those, they're e-books. You can call me, send me a check, and I'll send them to you electronically. So, though generally they have troubles, tormented, restless, and worried in mind or body. In other words, this person has anxiety. This person has torment, inner torment and torture. Could be from pain. So, do you have pain? They got pain in the body, causes torment. Always use agrimony. If they got emotional pain that causes torment, we got to use agrimony. They hide their cares behind humor and jesting and are considered very good friends to know. They don't want you to know how much torment that they're actually in. They don't want you to know the pain that they're actually in. One lady in the class said, "My husband's agrimony," and everybody turned around and said, "Yeah, he came to me one day and he said, 'Honey, my mother died.'" And I said to him, "My God, that's horrible. When is the funeral?" And he said, "Oh, it was last week." So he had experienced the death of his mother. He had gone to the funeral, didn't even tell his own wife, because he didn't want to deal with the pain that he had on the inside of himself. So agrimony helps you to begin to deal with the pain that you bury inside yourself. So the first question you ask with someone is, when you come in and you're not feeling good, you put on a happy face, and nobody really knows what you're really feeling. So what happens is agrimony just puts on a happy face. You don't know what they're going through. If you're married to an agrimony man, he'll never tell you what his feelings are. He doesn't discuss deep emotions. He doesn't deal with any deep emotions. That's the way of the Western world. We get things done, but we don't deal with any emotion, deep emotions. Well, you know, and deep inner conflict within herself. Well, you know what? According to Napoleon Hill, the 500 wealthiest men he had met in the United States, most successful men, none of them were happy. None of them had any peace of mind. The only way you can find peace of mind is to pursue the God presence, pursue the higher self, pursue God as you know God, and to learn to discover yourself and to resolve the baggage and the issues and the garbage and the crap and the stuff and the junk that you carry on the inside of the inside of the inside of yourself, the stuff that nobody ever wants to talk about. And agrimony is a big remedy for someone who doesn't want to talk about their junk. So if you marry a woman who's an agrimony person, she's not going to tell you about her feelings. She's not going to tell you about the issues she's working on. And she's not going to work on the issues that she needs to work on because she doesn't deal with any deep emotions. So then we have anxiety. And the agrimony anxiety is hidden, painful worries that are, they make invisible. They're unknown from an unknown source. They're disturbed by something, but they don't know what it is. He so bravely concealed his worries and his pain from those of us who were close to him. It's all hidden. You'll never know what it is. Inner agony. Excuse me. Let me take a... This stuff's so heavy here. Let me take a swig of water. Agrimony remedy. Very powerful remedy to understand and use when it fits you. Inner agony. Something's eating on you. Something's causing you agony inside. But you're concealing the feelings. You're not telling anybody about what you feel. I've got to keep it together and look cool. But who would really want to be bothered by my problems anyway? So agrimony keeps it all hidden. And because you're hiding and stuffing your feelings down, you're going to be tormented. And you go like, I don't know why. Well, it's something somebody did to you yesterday or the day before. This is a big shielding remedy, because if you just put on a happy face, everything's fine, everything's fine, then they're going to push you and they're going to come in and dump on you, and they're going to take your power and suck your energy. Invisible issues. This is also called the invisible shield, because you take your, it's a shield because it's a way to go through life, because you never have to deal with anything. Something's presented to you that you need to grow and you need to change and you become a new person and you need to process these issues inside yourself. Quit being so dominating. Quit being letting people walk all over you. Resolve that self-esteem. Resolve that sexual abuse from the childhood. But it uses and grab this invisible shield and it's like, oh, no, everything's fine. Everything's fine. Her husband never really talked too much about his feelings. He just kept everything inside himself. She often wondered what he was really feeling. So the agrimony hides their bad, uncomfortable feelings. So this remedy helps you to trigger you to begin to deal with the deep emotions that you carry and the deep baggage that you need to resolve inside yourself and the changes that you need to move through in order to become a new person and become healthy mentally, emotionally, spiritually. Next, we have mental torture. Mental torture torture in the mind, or it could be torture in the body. I had a lady she was visiting with. She didn't like agrimony. That's what she told me. But she had been very sexually abused as a child, and satanic sexual abuse. But I said to her, I passed her, she was visiting with my ex-wife, and passed her, and I said, she was in the house, and I was going to the bathroom. I said, let me ask you a question. I said, yeah. She said, you got a lot of body pain? She goes, yeah, I do. And I knew she did. And I said, you got a lot of emotional pain, mental torture and stuff? She goes, yeah. I said, I'll make a deal. I said, if you take that agrimony, I knew she didn't like it. She told me about it. So you take that agrimony, and by next month, I said, you won't be having so much emotional pain or physical pain. I told her that. So I went on to use the bathroom. A month later, she was visiting with my ex. And I passed by in the room, and I said, hey, so let me ask you a question. Do you have a lot of physical pain still? She said to me, no. I said, do you have a lot of emotional pain and torture? She said, no. And I smiled and walked on. Welcome to the world of agrimony. It helps you to deal with issues, which because you're not dealing with, they go into your body as this unclear, can't figure it out, don't know where it's coming from, body pain and emotional pain. It's because of that boss who's dominating and controlling you. You won't go and deal with him. It's because of not dealing with the patterns of the sexual abuse from the childhood. It's because of the dominating teacher that's bossing you around, or the dominating son who's controlling you, or the dominating wife who's controlling you. You're taking it in. And it's turning into inner agony and mental torture. But because it's so buried, you don't know where it's coming from. So then you got anxious. Agrimony person, they're anxious. They're upset. They're upset because of people dumping, using them as a dumper and a feeder. Pain in the mind. Next, we have holds things inside. Holds back your emotions. So when it comes time to feel, your feelings and your emotions, you don't do it. You hold it back. Agrimony can be under the influence of a suppressive person. So you've got someone who's dominating and suppressing them. Suppressing means suffocating you, strangling you. and you're under the influence of this person. So in other words, you could say the aggravating personality draws suppressive people. You get a suppressive person come in, you're going to be drained and you're going to be dumped on. Agrimony can be laughing on the outside and burning on the inside. If I let myself be known, if I let it out, I had this gentleman who was the librarian at the university when I was in Northern California. I was working with him. And the second month, he came. He said the remedies were helping him. Came back, wanted some more. Came in, was wearing a suit. He was a head honcho at the library. And he looked really good, and he was smiling, and had a good gait to his walk, and, you know, everything looked good. I said, hmm. So he sat down, and I said, so remedies were good? They worked good? He goes, yeah. I said, well, what's going on now? What do you feel? He said, well, I feel pretty good, except I feel like killing myself. Whoa, where'd that come from? Well, it's an agrimony person. Agrimony person feels inner agony, any inner torture, and they don't let you know that that's what they're actually feeling. They don't even let themselves know that that's what they're feeling. And this is one of the remedies that you would get for someone who is suicidal. Suicidal person can commit suicide, but the suicidal mood or the suicidal mode of suicidal feelings is generally agrimony or cherry plum. And cherry plum is in the, it's a feeling that you're losing it, losing your mind. And it's in the rescue remedy, which is another whole other show. We'll talk about that. But the agrimony has that. So it's not uncommon that the person will tell you as they begin to process the issues that they're going through, the next month they don't feel suicidal at all. It comes about because you can't process anything, and you can't even get in touch with what you need to process. We live in a society that doesn't process anything. Nobody processes anything. Everybody's just stuck as they were 6 months ago with stuff they were stuck at with then. Nobody changes. People don't grow. God bless us all. And then agrimony has difficult. They hide their bad feelings. So I don't let my emotions show. If the feelings are painful, they won't let them out. They won't let people know what they're feeling. And inability to express feelings. So agrimony doesn't tell. They can't express too well. We have cheerfulness. They can be cheerful and genial and joyous, as the gentleman that was a librarian was cheerful, but he wanted to commit suicide. He felt suicidal. He didn't want to commit suicide. He just felt that. They make light of their difficulties. Even during an illness, she may laugh at her discomfort and appear happy and make jokes. Samuel Beckett. Was executed by the king. I think it was King Henry VIII, if I'm right about that. And he went up to the executioner, they're going to chop his head off, and he was just cracking jokes and making jokes and gouging the guy and getting everybody laughing and stuff. Then they cut his head off. What's wrong with this picture? He must have been totally agrimony. Let's check our time here. Yeah. Let's stop doing my little commercial. We're going to finish up with agrimony, if we can, next week. A very complex, difficult, very hard to understand remedy. We'll pick it up next week. With restlessness. Agrimony is a very restless person, and we'll discuss this next week. So let me do a quick commercial here to pay the bills. Those of you who are interested in the healing, you're welcome to, let me get my notes out here. See what my commercial is going to be about. let's see. I have my books for sale, The Art of Healing and Physician Heal Thyself. everybody seems to really love them, and they seem to be very helpful, and they take you through the system. And they are the backbone of my one-year certification course. You can get those by just giving me a call, send me an email, DrEricLove.com is my website, and it's got all my contact information there. My course is a one-year certification program. We'll teach you the protocols that the good Lord has shown me over the last 40 years, which allow for you to get really good results. And I sit beside you and help you with your own healing experience over a one-year period. And we talk by telephone once a week. We can skip a week here and there, but primarily we talk once a week. And I guide you through the healing experience, the doorways and the gateways of the healing, which you must learn on the inside of yourself. If you try to learn it from a book, if you try to learn it from other people, no, if you're going to really be good at this and master this, you have to see it, touch it, taste it, feel it on the inside of yourself. So we do that by a true apprenticeship where you just hang out with me an hour a week for a year. I teach you the wonderful SAF that we'll talk about next week, where you're able to learn to heal the deep underworld ghost river within yourself. We take up the alignment technique where you just do a little muscle testing on the feet and hold points on the sacrum, the base of the spine, below the spine, on the hip bones. And the other technique, you hold points on the front of the head and behind the head, very gentle, like a feather. And then the bones of the spine will go into place. It's so sweet. And there's books you read, and then we ask for some case histories. And that's pretty much my course. 406-585-0774. If you need a private session, you can also call me. 406-585-0774. MedicineWind.11@gmail.com. From the dark desert of Arizona, underneath the skies, and all of God's love,